Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have a fellow who's constantly on the media talking about political trends and the electability of people and the downfall of people. So he's got a lot of vision and knowledge about what's going on in politics in Western New York, New York State, and nationally. I'm referring to the managing partner of O'Donnell Solutions, Jack O'Donnell, who's been on this program before, and we had a tremendous response, so we have him back again. Little information about Jack O'Donnell. He offers clients a unique understanding of the intersection of politics and policy. That knowledge, together with years of experience, form the basis of intelligent strategic plans and their dynamic execution, delivering results for New York's most successful leaders, entrepreneurs, advocates, and activists. Now, we're talking about politics and policy. Let's talk about Kathy Hochul. It seems her popularity ratings have gone down in the last few years. She sometimes has an on-again, off-again relationship with the President of the United States, and there are problems with funding coming in from Washington, perhaps because there's an adversarial relationship. Where's Kathy Hochul today? Is she on the way up or the way down?
Mm-hmm. Well, hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on. You know, I think it is a really complicated question, and you hit it pretty well. Governor Hochul has an interesting relationship with President Trump. You know, more recently, it seems like she was able to negotiate with the White House, with the president, to get a project called Empire Wind in Long Island, a green energy project, back online, get it some federal approvals. And in exchange, it looks like there may be some pipeline projects that'll come through the state that might be able to get back on track, too. So, you know, that kind of deal making, I think, is really important when it comes to governing. But at the same time, we hear, you know, especially from Democratic voters, and there are more Democratic voters in New York than otherwise, that they're looking for someone to stand up to President Trump and to kind of carry that Democratic banner. So I think it's a really complicated thing. The governor's numbers, her polling numbers have gone up a little in New York as she's when she's sparred publicly with the president. But at the same time, they seem kind of mired in middling approval. So sort of a long way to go as this plays out over the next few months.
We heard about the miracle of Donald Trump coming back with a very sizable vote for President of the United States after 4 years out. And now we have another guy who seems to be having a second or third or fourth life. I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo. He's, I guess, ahead. He has about 40% polling for mayor in New York City. Madami, his opponent, is, I think, about half of that. And is there resurrection in politics? Is Andrew Cuomo set to become mayor of New York City, Jack O'Donnell?
Well, absolutely. New York, stay in New York City. I mean, we're all about redemption and, as you mentioned, second, third, or fourth chances for folks. You know, what's interesting is Cuomo is certainly the front runner. He is well ahead. You know, he has wildly outraised his opponents. There are, you know, his super PAC has raised a lot of money. There's a new super PAC that is formed just to stop Assemblymember Madami. But what's most interesting to me about this race is there are several other candidates. There's Adrian Adams, who's the chair of the New York City Council. There's Brad Lander, who's the New York City Comptroller. He's been elected citywide. You know, there's a couple state senators and other folks in this race. But it's a unique experiment. Just like everything else is different in New York City, they are operating under this new system of ranked choice voting. So, you know, you mentioned Cuomo is polling in the 40s, almost into the 50s. But in New York City, you have to get 50 plus one. So it's going to be interesting to see how some of this ranked choice voting works and, you know, whether those folks on the left, you know, Madami is certainly on the far left. There are folks kind of in between, more center left. Adrian Adams is a centrist, African-American woman, you know, who's building a lot of union support. So to see how this goes, but right now it's absolutely Andrew Cuomo's race to lose.
Okay, let's talk about another politician who's having a lot of headaches. I'm talking about Gavin Newsom. We have riots for 5 days in Los Angeles. A lot of police cars have been put on fire. Cinder blocks have been thrown at people. Frozen ice bottles being thrown at police, which could do a lot of damage. So it seems like Newsom is trying to play the middle ground. He's not arresting a great deal. I think they arrested 60 people, but he didn't arrest hundreds. And Trump has brought in the National Guard and the Marine Corps. It looks like most Americans are not for these types of riots. Is this perhaps writing an end to the career of Gavin Newsom, how he's mishandling this Los Angeles riot?
Well, yes. I mean, again, I think a lot of Democratic politicians are falling, you know, falling sort of into this trap. There's the place where you know, a lot of Democratic activists are on the far left, and they don't want to see the arrest. They don't want to see the immigration enforcement, and you know that is a real challenge for them. At the same time, you know, I think most Americans, like you said, want to see law and order, and absolutely do not respect or condone attacks on the police. And you know, we heard that. What's interesting is you know, we're hearing that from some Democrats too, right? Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania yesterday, you know, came out and sort of blasted Democrats who aren't condemning that violence, you know, and pointing out that this is a bad trap for you know, for Democrats to not be willing to condemn and take corrective action around that violence.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look good. You know, there some politicians are saying, oh, it's mostly peaceful, but when you see numerous vehicles being blown up and on fire, I wouldn't want to be near that car.
You can't see, you can't look at those visuals of the flames and the, you know, the masked, you know, protesters. It's really hard to see that and defend it as being peaceful.
Right. We're talking to a man with a lot of vision and intelligence regarding public policy and politics. Our guest today is Jack O'Donnell, managing partner of O'Donnell Solutions. And they have offices throughout New York State and Washington. A very bright man and backed by popular demand on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in South Buffalo, Manhattan, Montreal, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received at the station letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Harry Dorvillier, a Haitian philanthropist and CPA, John Katsimatidis, who owns WABC Radio with Rita Cosby. They're a big star there. Coming up, we're going to have Ambassador Francis Rooney, who was ambassador to the Vatican. and Jeffrey Zeplowitz, who's executive director of the Lancaster Chamber of Commerce. A little bit more information about Jack O'Donnell. He's focused on problem solving. He founded O'Donnell and Associates to offer clients solutions focus approach to government relations and public affairs. Jack O'Donnell helps clients pass and stop legislation, solve complex regulatory matters, craft multi-million dollar economic development packages, and win state awards and grants, including multi-billion dollar procurements. Jack O'Donnell, managing partner of O'Donnell Solutions. Let's talk about your company, O'Donnell and Associates. What exactly are you involved with? What type of clients do you have? How can you solve problems for business interests?
Well, thanks. You know, we work with people across the state to really, you know, break through red tape. You know, in an ideal world, government would just see a good idea and things would get done. But the reality is, you know, the bureaucracy has gotten so complex, the applications have become so difficult. And often you have folks, legislators, who are pushing ideas with no idea about the repercussions and how that's going to impact other folks, including often job creators here in New York. And so, you know, we have the unique opportunity, the honor, really, to work with these folks. You know, we're working with a manufacturer in New York State right now who is on the cusp of a hopefully multi-billion dollar contract with the MTA. I am in Albany, New York right now trying to pass a couple pieces of legislation that would correct some mistakes that the state has made that could have huge impact on employers with thousands of employees here in New York. You know, sometimes these decisions are made by nameless, faceless bureaucrats who you know, are in a windowless office deep in the bowels of the state capitol, and they have no idea about the impacts and what that means. So, you know, we're here to try to change that, to make sure people know how business really works and what folks in Albany, New York City, and municipalities across the state need to do so those businesses can continue to create jobs.
Let's talk about some of your successes in getting legislation passed with O'Donnell Solutions, O'Donnell and Associates. Tell us of some of your successes. Jack O'Donnell.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, just yesterday we were really proud to support an effort by some legislators. This was less for a client and more just for New Yorkers and for our children, but to create something called the Dyslexia and Dysgraphia Center at the State Education Department. New York, for all our wonderful strengths, is woefully far behind most of the rest of America in terms of teaching literacy-based education. And so in a world where, you know, as many as 20% or more of our kids have dyslexia, dysgraphia, or similar, you know, similar challenges. You know, this was an idea that was proposed 18 months ago by the State Dyslexia Task Force. But again, change is really hard in Albany, and whether that's the folks who make decisions at the State Education Department, whether it's the administrators through that, whether it's some teachers or teachers unions that don't want to change. That was a much more of an uphill fight than it needed to be, but that just got passed yesterday. So, you know, very proud of that and the impact that's going to have on kids across New York.
Now, you have been involved with crafting multi-million dollar economic development packages. perhaps in Western New York or throughout the state. Let's talk about this crafting and your success story with economic development packages. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell and Associates.
I'll mention Alstom Transportation. They are one of the largest rail car train manufacturers in the world. We were just out there last week with some folks from the state. They opened Plant 4, which is a new state-of-the-art facility that allows them to build and repair double-decker train cars, right, like the kinds you see in Baltimore, Washington, parts of Chicago, and on the West Coast. And, you know, about 10 years ago, there were less than 100 people working at Alstom's facility, but we were able to work with them, work with the state of New York, and help support a bid they had for to do work for Amtrak. And by the state being willing to invest over $30 million in a rail training or testing site, some other workforce incentives that the state provided, Alstom in Hornell, New York, was able to win this $2.5 billion contract from the United States from Amtrak. And you know, again, that was help from the state government. It was help from the federal delegation. You know, that specific one, United States Senator Chuck Schumer was very helpful. Congressman Nick Langworthy has more recently been a huge advocate for Alstom. You know, they are now up to about 700 people working really good jobs in Hornell, New York, and they're building these trains for Amtrak. They're in some final testing with the Federal Highway Administration, and they should go live soon. It's a win for Amtrak. It's a win for New York. It's a huge win for the Southern Tier to have those jobs and have them being made here in America. So it's a great win.
Yeah, it's great to see bipartisan support between Schumer and Langworthy to get this done with the assistance of Jack O'Donnell, managing partner of O'Donnell Solutions. If you're listening in Amherst, New York, or Toronto, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about our guest, Jack O'Donnell, a man of great vision. Over a decade as partner in one of New York's largest public affairs firms, helped Jack learn the ropes of lobbying and government affairs. He represents a diverse clientele, including Fortune 200 companies, nonprofits, biotech startups, and labor unions. Let's talk some more about other multi-billion dollar procurements, grants, state awards that you're involved with. Jack O'Donnell.
Thanks. I think, you know, another big success story of ours is we work with a company called Medical Answering Services that is based in Syracuse, New York. And what they do is help manage Medicaid transportation for the state. You'll remember that, you know, about a decade ago, there were all kinds of stories about people on Medicaid who were, you know, as a result of that, allowed transportation, you know, but just running up costs, you know, wildly in a way that was not conducive to their medical help or to the cost effectiveness of a very already expensive program in New York. So Medical Answering Services, what they do is they're kind of an intermediary between the state, the transportation providers, and kind of working that stuff through. And so, you know, we helped them go from a small provider that was doing that for Onondaga County. We have helped build that, build the program with the state, and they successfully have won a series of RFPs and now manage the transportation in all 62 counties in the state. That has allowed them to expand exponentially in terms of the folks in their office and in Syracuse. They also have offices now in New York City and in Buffalo and a couple other places, answering calls, communicating with folks. But this is also provided because they have an incentive to drive down the cost. So if someone is medically able to travel on a bus, they give them a bus pass. You know, if they really need an ambulance, they'll get them that. But often it's something in between. It could be a van that picks up four people. And as a result, this has also saved tens of millions of dollars for the state from its Medicaid program. But we've had the remarkable honor to work with them. Again, they're the business geniuses, and we just try to translate that through the state processes and help people understand at the state level how this is a win-win for the state. It's a win for the taxpayers, and it still delivers that service effectively for the patients who need that care. So, you know, this is a real success story, and to help them go from one county's work to doing work and running that work in all 62 counties, it's just really remarkable.
Very good. Now, you work with Fortune 200 companies, nonprofits, biotech startups, labor unions. Tell us about your involvement with O'Donnell and Associates, what you do for them. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, broadly what we do is we translate, you know, business, ideas, experience, you know, we translate that to people who work in government and to people in different spaces of the government. You know, things that folks in Western New York or Central New York might understand is very different from legislators who've grown up in Brooklyn or the Bronx. You know, a big part of what we do is to try to get specific legislators to come see different things. You know, I mentioned Alstom in Hornell. You know, we brought a whole delegation of New York City members of the State Assembly up to Hornell. They had never been to the Southern Tier. Very few of them had been far outside of New York City. So, you know, not just to tour the manufacturing facility at Alstom, but to actually go and visit a farm. And to see how education works in different parts of the state, see how people lead their lives and how they live. And so, you know, what we do is we craft an individual plan around each client that might be really different for a Fortune 200 company than it is for a, you know, a tech startup who's dealing with regulation, you know, versus a mature regulatory environment with the New York State Department of Financial Services. So we really try to craft individual strategic plans around the goals of our clients in a way that delivers results.
Very good. Very good analysis of your involvement with these big programs with big clients. A little plug here: for over 60 years, the AMPO Legal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. You can visit the website, www.ampoleagle.com, and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampoleagle.com. Or call 716-835-9454. That's 716 835-9454 for the Ampol Legal newspaper. We have a minute left. You have a newsletter that you send out around the country. Tell us about that, Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell Solutions.
Yeah, so we have what we call our Monday morning memo, which, no surprise, goes out on Monday mornings, but it goes to over 10,000 decision makers, leaders, mostly in New York, but also heavily in Washington, with sort of an insider update on what's really happening in New York State government politics and what to come. So invite everyone to sign up on our website, O'Donnellsolutions.com. That's a free newsletter. We love to talk to people about what's really happening in New York and foster those conversations.
Very good. We have about 30 seconds left. What did you do with U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer when you worked for him?
You know, I was fortunate enough. I worked on the senator's first campaign for the United States Senate. I was the director of intergovernmental affairs in his office for the first few years. So I got to actually travel around the state with him. I've been to all 62 counties. And really, it was a lot of places hadn't seen a senator in a while. This idea that senators would be on the ground in the state just didn't happen as often. So we got into communities, talked to people, and used their experiences, whether that was in Hamilton County or in Nassau. Right.
I'm sorry we have to bring the program to a close, but we've learned a great deal from a tremendous leader in public policy and lobbying, Jack O'Donnell, managing partner of O'Donnell Solutions. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production, and thank you for enlightening us, Jack O'Donnell. Have a great week.